A state legislator from Fairbanks is calling on the governor to demand Alaska refiners get gas prices more in line with the lower 48. Representative Jay Ramris says Governor Palin's clout is a way to gain traction with the state's two refiners of gasoline, Tesoro and Flint Hills. Ramris chairs a legislative committee that's looking into why Alaska gas prices outpace those outside. The attorney general is also conducting an inquiry, but Ramris says the governor could provide a shortcut to resolution.
You can wait to get a 150-page report from the legislature and a corresponding one from the attorney general sometime in the first half of January, but it would be in the consumer's best interest to have the governor step in and have a conversation with the refiners and try to jawbone the price down using her bully pulpit.
Ramris' Gas Price Committee holds its third session Friday in Anchorage. The meetings have included input from gas station owners, refiners, economists, and the public. Ramris says they've shed a lot of light on the issue and pointed to refiners as the root of higher prices at the pump. He says there are good reasons why gas costs more in Alaska, including the state's small market and distance from outside competition, but that the price disparity between Seattle and Alaska cities has grown inexplicably in the last year.
There was price parity from the year 2002 until about March of 2008, within 15 or 20 cents of the Seattle retail gasoline price. And since March of 2008, that spread has gone to 70 to 90 cents a gallon. I think it's appalling. I cannot understand why it happened. Nobody can explain it to the committee. I think it's inexcusable.
Ramris says bills will likely be proposed next session to try to get at the problem, but that the governor could fix it without delving into complicated price control legislation. Governor Palin's spokesman Bill McAllister says the governor will not intervene until the AG's investigation wraps up.
It's a complicated area, and so it would be premature to say exactly what action, if any, ultimately is going to be necessary. But certainly administration is on top of it, and the governor will recommend legislation if she thinks that's necessary, and if there's some direct personal action she can take, she's willing to do that.
McAllister says it will likely be the end of the year before the Attorney General's office completes its inquiry into the gas price disparity between Alaska and the lower 48.